WDJC.
Good morning, Jerry. I'm Gerald T.R. Mobile.
How are you doing today? You didn't get out in this seat yet, have you?
It's pills and bills again today. I had a doctor's appointment and just leaving there and went by the post office and now headed for the QTH.
That's never... Hopefully it was a good visit. Mine are usually good, but you never know sometimes. They always seem to find something else wrong.
And with that rare disease, AGE, well, it's been a hot booger, and they said today was going to be one of the hottest, Jerry.
We still hadn't had any rain to amount to anything. I've been checking, Look, it looks like a lot of people get rain, but we certainly aren't. By the way, Tom, how's the audio on, do I have the audio too hot on this mic?
No, I think it's pretty well perfect, Jerry.
Okay, that's what other people told me too. I just wanted to be sure I set on normal. I don't want to get it too hot because I don't talk very loud anyway. But I tell you what, it's just seems like one thing after another, they're going to continue to drive the final nail in the coffin on the economy.
Did you get that email I sent you there yesterday about what they're going to do?
Well, my other email address may not be popping up like it should. May not be notifying me. I'll have to check. But if you send it to me, I'm sure I got it somewhere in my inbox. But I have two different email setups on my iPad and my computer. General mailbox. It picks up all my. I have several multiple email addresses I use for various things. I'll have to check and take a look at that.
It tells you pretty much what they're going to do up there at the big house, and it was very good. I hadn't thought of the strategy, how they were going to get rid of Biden, but it pretty well explains it there. And it'll be just about like when Nixon resigned and Gerald Ford took over, but not to get into that, just listen to it, and it's really some thought-provoking, shall we say.
Check it out when I get back downstairs. I don't know why I don't bring my computer upstairs with me, my iPad. I'm just lazy, I guess. But anyway, well, I hope we got a few more things to do to the house. We got a lot of stuff done. We're going to get our septic tank pumped out, I think. We can find somebody reliable to do it that won't tear the yard up. That's the next thing on the agenda. And seems like got a house behind us that just went up for sale this past week. And got buyers looking at the house next door to us. And there's several houses in the neighborhood for sale. But they're all asking too much money for them, I think.
They raised the index there 0.75% here this week, I guess it was. And they say it really makes the loans a lot higher to get. So the housing market's not quite as hot as it was. And it sure doesn't look very bright on the horizon, but maybe that'll slow down the building a little bit. Who knows?
One thing that drives prices down is lack of demand. So maybe it'll drive some of these lumber prices down. But I was just checking the next door, thinking what they're asking for this one, next door to this, which is just ridiculous. Nobody, there's not a, it may be one, yeah, this house is not on a lake lot. Lake homes bring this kind of money, but I looked at it online just to see what the payments will be on it for a 30-year fixed current rates with 20% down. It's going to be like $2,500 a month for the house payment with about $80,000 down. And you know, there's just not a lot of people who got that. I mean, if people have that kind of money, you know, they wouldn't, you know, this is an older neighborhood. I don't think they'd buy in this neighborhood, but you never know, I guess.
You know, ours in the last 12 years has tripled, and it's just amazing how fast it's went up. And the number of these slab houses that are out there that they're building that are $300,000 and up. I, gee, boy, if it had been now, we'd just never got to move down here. That's all there is to it. It's just too much money, and I'm too old to go for a payment like that. So we feel very blessed by the good Lord that we got ours when we did. Back, this is 22, about the year 2010, I guess it was, that I retired, Jerry.
We've got a good setup here in South Carolina for us, for property taxes and that sort of thing for houses. The vehicle taxes are another thing entirely, but we don't have a lot of money in this house. When I bought this house, I never intended to stay. I bought it just because we had to buy something fairly quick, and I intended to build. But when the time came to we might have built, it was just a lot of hassle to move again and finding the right lot. Because I'd like to have I would have preferred to have had a brick home instead of brick and vinyl combo. But it's in a good area though, and. So they're building up lots that stayed vacant for years here again now, so I guess the demand has got to the point where they can ask this kind of ridiculous prices for them. There's no way in the world this house next door to mine is all vinyl. There's no way in the world I'd pay $400,000 for a house with vinyl siding. If it had hardy plank or something like that, that's one thing, but yeah, that's ridiculous in my opinion.
They get that kind of money, but I think they're moving from the Northeast and in California and places like that, and they get a lot of money for their homes back there, and they can afford to do that down here. Heck, a house in California now, if it's a dump, is $1 million, I've heard. I guess it's, like I say, location, 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 Jerry. That's about the only thing. We got three lakes within 10 minutes of us in any direction. But when you get our age, that's not a big asset either.
Daughter and son-in-law, they have their pontoon down here at Portman Shoals, which is only about 15 minutes from us, 10 minutes from us. But we don't go out on the lake very often anyway, just very occasionally, because it's just, I don't like to sit out in the sun. I like to fish, but when I fish, I'd rather. I'm not a big lake fish, but I'd rather fish out of a pond or stream or something like that. The idea of the kids get out there and swim and that sort of thing. My idea of a pontoon boat is cruising in the late evening when it's cool at a slow speed.
Yeah, a lot of that over there on Lake Lyman, where the kids got a boat and a thing. Go out cruising around of an evening, the older folks. And Jerry, I'm about 3 blocks from home here. Got to go down to Big Hill, and I'll be there. Great talking to you this morning. Maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. Bernice is out, planting flowers, I think she said she was going to do this morning. But it's already 86 degrees, so she'll be heading for the roundhouse there pretty quick. Talk to you later, Jerry. Have a good day. In 4DJC in 0TR73.
Hope you have a good afternoon, you and Bernice both, for that matter. And we'll probably go out in a little bit. We got to get rid of some garbage and then grab a bite to eat, maybe, and do a little bit of shopping. We're going to try to get it done early and just take it easy the rest of the day. Talk to you later. In 0TR, 4DJC clear.